Looking back at this day in music history. This is the Coast Music Museum with Steph on 98.3 The Coast.
Licensed to Ill was the debut album by the Beastie Boys, and it was released November 15th, 1986 by Def Jam Records. After hitting it big with the release, the boys would then leave Def Jam and sign with Columbia Records. Licensed to Ill would be the first rap LP to top the Billboard album chart. TLC released their second album, Crazy Sexy Cool, November 15, 1994. The album featured Creep and Waterfalls. The album would be the group's most successful, selling over 10 million copies in the U.S. The first episode of Daryl Hall's show, Live from Daryl's House, aired on the internet November 15, 2007. The series featured performances from Daryl's house in New York and would gain traction and be picked up eventually by the Palladium Network. Over the years, Smokey Robinson, Joe Walsh of the Eagles, CeeLo Green, and Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20 were just a few of the performers that would appear and not only perform a mix of their songs, but do covers of Hall & Oates as well. And your artifact of the day, Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, and Ryan Gosling would join the cast of the Mickey Mouse Club November 15th, 1993. I'm Steph. That's the Coast Music Museum for November 15th on today's Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast.